You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God redeems our past, gives us a new identity, and sends us on His mission. Learn more about this through Jacob's story in week 5 of our series, Awesome God.
My name is Arby Cabutin. I'm one of your campus missionaries here in Victory Metro East. And magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Kung unang beses nyo po na nakasama namin dito, we hope that you would be blessed by the preaching of the word. And you know, it's my privilege to be able to preach on the last week of our series, Awesome God. And when the year started, meron din po tayong prayer and fasting with the same theme, Awesome God. Pero ang tanong nga po ba, bakit po sa lahat ng characteristics ni God, ito yung kailangan nating pag-focusan ngayong taon? Bakit hindi po yung pagiging loving? Bakit hindi po yung pagiging compassionate? Bakit hindi po yung pagiging powerful? Bakit kailangan yung awesomeness ni God yung pinaka-focus natin? You know, I remember when I was in college, every February, we would go to CCP to watch an event called Pasinaya. Pasinaya, kung nakapunta na po kayo doon, alam nyo po na napakaraming performance arts yung dinidisplay po doon every year. And my most anticipated performance every year was that of the Philippine Madrigal Singers or the MADS. So itong koral po na to, they are world-renowned and they've received several international awards. They've also performed before several world leaders. And their mission, as described by an international group, was spreading the beauty of this genre and giving a good musical experience to the audience. And ako po, bilang isang member of a college choral, I would remember na kada maririnig ko po sila, I cannot help but be amazed kung paanong bawat kanta na kinakanta nila pumupuno po dun sa buong stadium or buong CCP at also tumatago sa bawat puso nung nakikinig. Ganun po siya talaga, medyo OA po, pero bilang isang college choral, ganun po yung epekto niya sa akin. And every time I get to see them perform, I get amazed by their talent, by their skills, their dedication, their display of power and heart, and their awesomeness. And because of that display of awesomeness, you know what happens is it leads me to wanting to become a better singer and for the whole choral that I was a part of to be better and to at least imitate a portion of that awesomeness, to ride on their mission also. And today, we want to be amazed by God's awesomeness and power and how that display leads us to be drawn to Him and to be like Him and to be part of His mission. So I'll be reading from Genesis 35, verses 9 to 11. It says here, God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. No longer shall your name be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." So he called his name Israel. And God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come from your own body." Then in verse 12, it says, "The land that I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give to you, and I will give the land to your offspring after you." You know, when God was talking to Jacob, they were in Bethel and or Paddan Aram. And this was the second time that God actually told Jacob that his name is now Israel. And this was also the second time in the whole Bible that God introduced himself as God Almighty or El Shaddai. So maaaring for Filipinos, di ba narinig na po natin itong pangalan na to. Pero we want to know more about that, about God being Almighty. And the first one that it was revealed to, the first person that God revealed that name was to Abraham. And in this conversation between God and Jacob, there are three things that we need to be reminded of that we can actually see here. First is, God makes himself known to his people. God makes himself known to his people. And God said to him, "I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply." And the original Hebrew name was El Shaddai. And God first introduced himself as El Shaddai again to Abraham. It says in Genesis 17, verse 1, "When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, 'I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless.'" And you know, when we say Almighty, it means having complete power. Or maring narinig na rin po natin, omnipotent, all-powerful. Yun po yung ibig sabihin nun. And God wants His people to know Him as the Almighty God. not just as a God, but an almighty God. An almighty God who created the whole universe with words. An almighty God who can make grand displays of power through flooding the whole world. Imagine that. That is actually display of power. And even to the quiet display of power through our changed life. God is mighty for everyone. God is mighty enough for everyone. And everything in this world keeps going because of His mighty power. A few years ago, naalala ko po, nung nag-hiking, first time ko mag-hike, and yun na po yata yung last, kasi na-trauma po ako sa nangyari, no? Muntik po ako ma-aksidente sa isang waterfalls, dito po sa may Rodriguez Rizal. And nag-hiking kami, kasama yung mga ilang friends ko sa church, and di ko maiwasan na ma-amaze dun sa power ng waterfalls, no? Dun po kasi ako na-aksidente dun sa waterfalls. Lalo na kung mataas ito, sobrang lakas ng current. So, nandun po ako sa ilalim, tinitake ko po yung agos, and then nadulas po ako sa bato, tas medyo pabagsak pa po yun. So, nakakatakot po talaga. Pero nakaka-amaze yung power ng current. Kaya niya po akong dalhin. And you know, hindi siya lagi safe, pero powerful siya. And one of the, yung isa sa mga kilala po na waterfall sa Pilipinas, maring narinig na rin po natin to, no? Sa Hekasi natin, yung Maria Cristina Falls sa Northern Mindanao. Bawal daw po lumangoy dito, pero nagiging source ito ng hydroelectric power sa Northern Mindanao. Its power was enough for the city's industrial needs and industrial electric needs. And imagine, that's the power of that waterfalls. But imagine the power of God that is being displayed. Everything starts and ends in that power. Everything is being transformed and completed and sustained by that power. God is mighty. God is powerful for everyone. That is the power of God. But God did not just introduce Himself. He also introduces to us our new identity. God gives His people new identity. God gives His people new identity. It says in Isaiah 35 verse 10, in Genesis 35 verse 10, and God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. No longer shall your name be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." So he called his name Israel. The first time that God introduced himself as El Shaddai, Abraham's name was changed to Abraham. Yung ibig sabihin po ng Abraham, exalted father, and then Abraham, father of multitudes. There was this change of name. And this in this text that we've read, nagkaroon din po ng change ng pagbabago sa pangalan ni Jacob. In this verse we read, Jacob, which means deceiver, was changed to Israel, the one who struggled with God. And this was actually the second time that Jacob was told that his new name is Israel. Kaya yung meaning po nito, yung struggled with God, because the first time that it was given to him, it was the time that Jacob wrestled with a man of God by the river. And maybe this second time na nagkakaroon po sila ng conversation about the new name of Jacob, it was a reminder for him. Or, as what we have heard, it's just one of the repetitions that the Bible always has for emphasis. For emphasis. And these names, this change of names, hindi naman po to for documents, no? Hindi, wala naman po yata silang birth certificate during this time. But these are actually new identities they received. And just as God gave them new identities when they came to personally know God, we also received new identities when God revealed and introduced Himself to us. Ano ba yung identity natin nun? Because God is changing that identity. Maring ina-associate po natin yung sarili natin sa mga nasabi sa atin dati or sa mga naparamdam po sa atin dati. O kaya maaaring from the words that were spoken against us, that we are not good enough or that nobody cares, or we are just as good as how we deliver, or maaring our identity is based on our past mistakes. And we try to earn an identity. We try to earn an identity. But who among us know that when we strive for our identities, these identities can be shaky. Maaring madaling matanggal sa atin. Hindi po ganun ang gusto ni God para sa atin. It says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Imagine that is the identity that we get to have in the Lord. No one earned that identity. Hindi po natin ito pinaghirapan. Hindi po dahil mabait tayo, kaya natanggap po natin ito. This is an identity that was given to us by our God Almighty. Only an Almighty God can snatch us away from our wrong identities, from darkness into the light, and turn His enemies into His people, into His children. And only an awesome God can give us an identity and not take them back when we disobey them. That is how awesome and how powerful our God is. Abraham and Jacob did not live perfect lives after nung binigay na sa kanila yung names, yung identities nila. And their identity sticks even though they've committed mistakes. And our identity is the same. It sticks. Our identity in Christ sticks in spite of our mistakes, in spite of our circumstances, in spite of our good works. And along with this new identity is a command and a promise. It says in Genesis 35, verses 11 to 12, and God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come from your own body. The land that I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give to you, and I will give the land to your offspring after you. God's command, be fruitful and multiply. And God's promise, a nation and a company of nations shall come from them, and kings shall come from them, and land will be given to them and their descendants. But why would God do that? But why would God do that? Siya na nga yung nagbigay ng bagong identity, pero bakit kailangan din po na may mga kasama pa? Because it's God's mission to bless the nations. God's mission is to bless all nations. And indeed, Abraham and Jacob's family, it grew. Lumaki po ito. The name Israel became a nation. The nation of Israel. But God did not stop with Israel. God wanted all nations to be blessed. It says in Genesis 12, verse 3, I'll be reading from the Amplified Version. It says here, and in you all the families, nations of the earth will be blessed. And this was even before the renaming of Abraham. All along, God wanted to bless the nations of the earth through His people. Through His people. But who are His people? It says in Galatians 3, verse 7, again from Amplified Version, so understand that it is the people who live by faith with confidence in the power and goodness of God who are the true sons of Abraham. We are the offsprings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's not because we are Jewish people, not because we came from Israel. I believe karamihan po sa atin, kundi po lahat tayo, we are not Jewish people. Pero dahil sa pangako ng Panginoon, because of the faith, this faith that we get to have that is anchored and that is authored and perfected in the Lord, we receive the promise because we became the true offsprings of Abraham. And through us, God is blessing the nations. God is blessing the nations. There's this student, her name is Kat Francisco. She is a CEU student. She chose to celebrate her birthday a few weeks ago in a different way. Maring para sa atin, pag birthday, gusto natin, kasama lang natin yung friends, kakain, happy-happy, magbibidjoke, ganun po. Di ba? O kaya naman, magsasamgyup. Pero sa kanya, medyo kakaiba po yung magiging birthday niya kasi marami po silang pinagdadaanan ng family niya during that time. During this time, actually. But she knew God was telling her to be courageously generous. May binabasa po siyang devotional, and that's what she was able, that's what God was impressing to her. And she shared na God was telling her to be generous kasi God, our Almighty God, has always been generous to her. And that's something that was brewing in her heart for since 2020. And naisipan niya na sa birthday, for her celebration of birthday, namamigay ng pagkain to the less fortunate na sa kalye nakatira. And she invited her friends to join with her. At ginamit niya yung ipon niya na ayaw sana niya galawin to be able to bless the less fortunate. And through her and her friends, they were not only able to share food, they were also able to preach the gospel and to pray for these people. This is a fulfillment of the command with a promise. I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. Another, I went to Hue, Vietnam in 2019, and I am very close with our spiritual family there. And bago po nagsimula yung ministry natin doon, our senior leader there, they had different plans. They wanted to stay sa Danang, kung saan po yung hometown nila. This is also one of the biggest cities in Vietnam, where they have been serving for several years already. And Danang, for him and his family, it was their comfort zone. But he and his wife knew that they need to move out of their comfort zone and to live by faith and not by sight. And they trusted God's call. He said that it was through God's grace and strength that sustains them up until now. He said that without the power of God, they gave up already. And they went back to Danang. Our ministry, in a way, is not yet a large church. It's not yet a large church. They don't have a proper Sunday service yet. Kahit po yung on-site service natin, mas malaki pa rin po yun kesa sa kung ano po yung ginagawa nila every Sunday. They get to have this weekly life group, yun po yung tinatawag nila, with just a few students. But I believe na kahit hindi pa po ganun kalaki yung ministry natin dun sa Hue, Vietnam, this also is a fulfillment of the command with a promise, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. God's mission has always been to bless all nations. And God is going to use you and me, tayo po, sons and daughters of Abraham, recipients of the promise, the receiving end of the covenant. May it be through full-time ministry. May it be through partnering with missionaries. May it be working in different sectors of society. May it be through working abroad. Or may it be blessing the most basic unit of society, our own families. Where God has placed us, that is where God is using us to be a blessing. Ang tanong po, are we being blessings? Is God seen as an awesome God through our lives? Because the more that we get to see God's commitment to His mission, the more we want that mission to be ours also. And our hope is that may God's mission to bless all people and all nations be our mission. It would not be easy, definitely. Hindi po madali. Hindi po madali na minsan i-reject po tayo ng mga tao na pinakamalapit sa atin just because we chose to step out of faith to preach the gospel to them. But the presence of the Almighty and awesome God will be with us every step of the way. Every step of the way. It says in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, and we know this as the Great Commission. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Wherever God has called us to be in, wherever God's mission has called us to be in, God is with us. Our Almighty God is with us. And I believe that is our confidence through that. Let me just pray. Panginoon, maraming salamat for this calling that you have given us. Lord, it would never be easy to do this, and it would especially not be easy doing this without you. So Lord, thank you, because every step of the way, you are with us. Thank you, God, for the display of power. Thank you, God, because it always starts with who you are, not on how good we are, God, not on our skills, not on our talents, not on how good we speak, but it has always started in your power. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the identity that you have given us. Lord, we may be thinking na hindi kami karapat-dapat of this relationship that we have with you. We may be thinking that we are not good enough. But thank you, God, because this identity that we get to have in you, Lord, it sticks no matter what. No matter what our circumstances, no matter what mistakes that we commit. Lord, thank you for continuously loving us. And Lord, thank you for we know that through us, nations will be blessed. How your God's mission does not stop with us, but it would continue, that you would continue to use us that you would put words in our mouths to be able to share your word. So that you, Lord, thank you for the provision that you would give so that we can bless the people around us. Lord, thank you for everything that you have been doing in our lives. Thank you for the love that we get to receive from you, because that is the same love that we get to give to other people. Thank you, God, because you are an awesome God and we get to experience that every day. And Lord, we hope that the people around us and that the nations of the world would get to see that awesomeness also. Panginoon, maraming maraming salamat. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Maybe it's your first time here, or maring you've been attending several weeks already. But you know, when we talked about that identity that we get to receive from the Lord, it's something that is foreign to you. And maybe the reason why that is foreign to you is because you don't have a relationship with God yet. And you know, for us to receive that, for us to receive that new identity, for us to be able to call ourselves, to be part of that royal priesthood, that holy nation, the people of His own possession, it starts with making a decision to surrender our lives to Jesus, to make Him our personal Lord and Savior. If you haven't made that decision yet, I want to lead you to prayer. If that is you, can you follow this prayer after me? Panginoon, maraming maraming salamat sa pagmamahal na binubuhos mo para sa akin araw-araw. I don't deserve that love. But thank you for everything that you have done. I have sinned against you. I have lived a life that is apart from you. But I want to make that decision, Jesus, to surrender my life to you, to make you my personal Lord and Savior, to follow you for the rest of my life. I repent of all of my sins, and I accept this new identity that I get to have in you. Surround me with godly people that would help me in this relationship with you. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you're one of the people that prayed that prayer, congratulations po. I believe that that is the best decision that you would make, not just in this lifetime, but for eternity. And kung ikaw po yun, nagdasal na to, we want to know you more. We want to help you get to understand this decision that you have made. So if that is you, pwede po ba kayo mag-comment sa comment section sa baba, or you can message us dito po sa ating Facebook page, and we want to help you and connect you with one of our leaders here in our church. So maraming maraming salamat po for joining us this Sunday. Let me just pray our prayer of blessing for all of us. Panginoon, maraming maraming salamat. And I speak blessing to be upon your people. Thank you, God, for the provision. Thank you, God, for the reconciliation. Thank you for everything that we would get to experience this week. Thank you for the answered prayers that are about to come. And Lord, thank you because you would continue to use us to be a blessing to others. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So maraming maraming salamat po. We hope to see you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.